Belly Conklin's life has always been measured in summers at Cousins Beach. Those golden days spent with the Fisher brothers, Conrad and Jeremiah, shaped her childhood, defined her teenage years, and now, as she approaches the end of her freshman year at Finch University, summer promises even more life-altering decisions. The tiny dorm room she shares with roommates Taylor and Hannah has become a finals week sanctuary of cherry Slurpees, impromptu dance breaks, and the comforting knowledge that her boyfriend Jeremiah is just across campus. Their relationship feels special built on years of friendship before romance bloomed during her senior year of high school. When he surprises her with takeout Chinese food after her brutal economics final, remembering exactly how she likes her lo mein, it feels like evidence of their deep connection. But relationships built on childhood memories must eventually face adult realities, and some betrayals cut deeper than others. At Jeremiah's fraternity's end-of-year party, Belly overhears girls discussing his spring break hookup with Lacey Barone, a popular Delta Gamma with perfect highlights. Confronting him in the kitchen, Belly learns Jeremiah slept with Lacey during what he considered a break in their relationship, those 2 weeks when they weren't speaking after he missed her birthday dinner. Belly never interpreted their cooling-off period as permission to see other people. "I never thought you would be the one to disappoint me," she whispers, the betrayal cutting deeper because it came from someone who knew all her insecurities. His desperate texts flood her phone as she curls up in her dorm room, mascara staining her pillow. The pain is particularly acute because she had been saving herself for him, imagining their first time would be meaningful. This betrayal forces her to confront not just her lost relationship, but her shattered childhood ideals about love. Can any relationship, even one built on years of friendship, truly withstand the complexities of growing up? Just when it seems their relationship might be over, Jeremiah appears at Belly's dorm room on a rainy Tuesday evening, soaked but determined. He drops to one knee with a small diamond ring. "I know I messed up," he tells her, voice breaking, "but I can't imagine my life without you. Marry me, Belly." Despite her lingering hurt, memories flood back. Summers at Cousins Beach, late-night drives singing to old songs, how he always brings her coffee just how she likes it. She accepts the ring, and they spend the night planning their future together until sunrise. This impulsive engagement becomes their fresh start. Yet even as Belly embraces this new beginning, she can't shake recurring dreams about Conrad, Jeremiah's brother, and her first love. In the most vivid dream, young Conrad stands on Cousins Beach at sunset, calling her name. When she wakes crying, she finds herself absently twisting her engagement ring, wondering why Conrad still haunts her. The announcement dinner at Cousins Beach during a gathering to dedicate Susanna's memorial garden quickly turns tense. Belly's mother's face drains of color, her fork clattering as she assumes Belly must be pregnant. When Belly denies this, Laurel's relief transforms into anger. "You're barely 20. You haven't even finished college." Later, she delivers her ultimatum. "If you go forward with this wedding, I won't be there." Tension ripples throughout their circle. Stephen initially calls the engagement completely insane before wavering when asked to be a groomsman. Taylor expresses serious reservations about the timing, particularly given Jeremiah's recent infidelity. But Conrad's reaction proves most unsettling. When Jeremiah announces their engagement, Conrad's expression freezes. Without a word, he pushes back from the table and walks out through the beach house's screen door. His silence echoes louder than any objection, carrying the weight of years of complicated feelings and missed opportunities. After arguing with her mother, Belly stays at the Cousins' beach house until the wedding, unexpectedly finding Conrad already there. Though initially avoiding each other, small connections emerge. Conrad keeping the house tidy, leaving cereal for her, sharing food. During a drive to get wedding invitation stamps, they reminisce about childhood memories, his stamp collection, him convincing her carrots gave X-ray vision. As wedding preparations continue, Conrad becomes reluctantly involved. At a florist, Belly chooses peonies, and Conrad quietly notes they were his mother's favorite. When the florist mistakes Conrad for the groom, an awkward moment highlights their complicated emotions. Later, Belly finds Conrad sitting alone in the beach lifeguard stand. He confronts her about forgiving Jeremiah's infidelity, and when she mentions enduring a lot worse from him, Conrad insists he never cheated. As she tries to leave, he grabs her arm and confesses he still loves her, that she'll always be in his heart, forcing Belly to confront her unresolved feelings despite her approaching wedding. Throughout the summer, memories challenge Belly's certainty about her future. She recalls Conrad giving her an expensive glass unicorn for her birthday, not the small one she wanted, but a more meaningful choice. When Belly and Jeremiah disagree about who found a stray dog named Rosie years ago, she's unsettled to discover it was Conrad who found and cried when the owners reclaimed her. Behind the scenes, Conrad continues to care for Belly in significant ways. Taylor reveals that Conrad secretly visited Belly's mother, convincing her to attend the bridal shower. The night before the wedding, he gives Belly the infinity necklace he bought for her 16th birthday, but had been too afraid to give her. This connects to a Valentine's Day memory when she was 16. Conrad surprising her with a blanket in her yard, pointing out constellations, and telling her he'd never trust another girl the way he trusted her. He hadn't given her flowers or candy. He'd given her the moon and stars. Infinity. At Jeremiah's bachelor party, Conrad overhears confirmation of his brother's infidelity. His confrontation with Belly culminates in a raw confession. "I've never stopped loving you, not for a single day." On what should have been Belly's wedding day, Jeremiah shows her Susanna's letter to Conrad, revealing her insights about her son's heart. Accepting reality, Jeremiah demonstrates growth. "I won't be your safety net or your excuse for not going to Conrad." Years later, after Belly's transformative study abroad experience in Spain and Conrad's monthly handwritten letters rebuilding their connection, they marry in a beachside ceremony. Jeremiah attends with his girlfriend Sarah, exchanging genuine smiles with Belly. After exchanging vows, Conrad and Belly skip their formal reception and race toward the beach. Their spontaneous ocean plunge mirrors past summer memories while creating something new. Their story proves that timing and personal growth are as crucial as love itself. As they emerge from the ocean, radiant with joy, the promise of "we'll always have summer" transforms from nostalgia into a future stretching before them, proof that genuine love evolves and deepens with time.